Hi there, friends. It's me. It's Al Pitcher. You're listening to Dream Guest, where I sit down with a guest that I want to talk to. This one's a real good one. I was really excited to do it. Really excited to meet this person. We do research beforehand and we learn about stuff, and I get an education. And there was a thing, the Swedish Brain Foundation, which is called Juan Fonden.
Jan Fonden.
Thank you. Writes that forming friendships is incredibly beneficial for brain health. Okay. So if you're thinking, what should I do today? Just form a friendship. It'll be good for your brain. Because when we spend time together with people, we know we become relaxed, calm, we feel safe, and our brains start refueling energy. This is not just about laughter. This is about education. You're basically, your brain's getting like a charge, like an iPhone, right? This in turn makes it easier for us to concentrate and carry out demanding tasks. And isn't life just one big DT? Now, when we add that to the equation, some of the researched healing effects of music. We've got a winning combo. Jonas Jonsson. And he is from a band. He's a comedic actor. He's done theatre, but I know him mainly from the band Bedroom Eyes. They're from near Östersund. We talk about that and how life is different up there. This is quite a really exciting one because I discovered this band Bedroom Eyes, and I just I was going to say I got turned on, but I know I did musically, like ear wise. I really love their album, Greetings from Northern Sweden. And I was just blown away by how they produce such an album that why aren't they massive? We talk about the Nordic Silence, which is there, but is it there? Do we need it there? But he knows more than I do. And then we talk about, this is, it was a real sad affair, but we talk about how Jonas, he actually did some stand-up. And he got some horrific feedback. And when I mean horrific, you got to hear this story, man. It's like, I think that's the great thing with stand-up is you get instant. It's not like you're listening to an album. You're not reading a book. You're not watching a film. Comedy, instant. And this was instant. And whether you're laughing, and I think you'll be laughing at my show. Because that was a good connection. Instant laughter. Why don't you get tickets for my tour show? Why are you not getting tickets for my tour show now? AlPitcher.com. Get them nowhere else but AlPitcher.com. Tid for Scrat. Is it a time for laughter? I think so. I think so, my friends. So I'm excited. I've probably had too much coffee, but I'm charged up. I'm ready to beat the loneliness. I'm ready to talk about the Nordic Silence. And please welcome Jonas Jonsson. Have you got any enemies?
Well, you, since you forgot to put up tickets for your latest show.
Let's clear this up.
I went to the cashier and I'm like, Al Pitcher's, some tickets for me in my name. No. No tickets. And I'm like, are you sure? Check on the list. Nope. So I went to the ABBA Museum, had drinks and went home.
Oh, I'm so sorry. And you left me a vinyl.
I did.
Version of Greetings from Northern Sweden.
For nothing.
Which is an amazing album.
Oh, thank you.
I sort of want to discuss this. Why aren't you, like, massive?
Oh, my God. I'm going to start this podcast crying, man. I don't write stuff that are supposed to be big, I think.
Okay.
I think it's too niche. It's too small. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if the stuff is strong enough or I don't know, but it's never been, oh, we've almost made it, you know. Always been underground.
But what would making it be for you?
I don't know. maybe some songs on the radio again. We had some songs from the first album on the radio.
Yeah, yeah.
But it hasn't happened since.
And you're still together, the band?
Yeah. It started out in 2006 and it's still the same guys.
Yeah.
Minus one who moved to America because his wife is a cancer scientist.
Okay.
So apparently that's more important, solving the big cancer thing than playing
a couple
pop
of good
for
hit tunes. Yeah,
some people get on my nerves. but I have to address the elephant in the room here.
Yeah,
it's called Al Pitch's Dream Guests.
Yeah,
you've only done a couple of episodes or so. What on earth am I doing here? What's wrong with you? When did you stop dreaming?
Oh, lovely, lovely. No, we, as a team, decided get people in that I want to meet.
Yeah, fuck the ratings, man. Yeah,
no. Yeah, no. I mean, like you say, like with your music, like we don't want the hits on the radio, man. We want your
Is
parents, my parents, listening to this.
Oh,
and they're,
thank
they're
you.
The only people.
My parents do not care.
Yeah,
they do.
But he's on the merchandise, right? Isn't he?
Yeah, my father is.
Yeah.
He's the model for everything. Photo him and stuff and put out.
I always look at your live gigs and I go, right, I will not miss this one. And I do. So are you still doing the music? Are you still...
Yeah, constantly. Yeah. We played our last gig a couple of weeks ago in Oslo.
Yeah.
Playing here in Stockholm in April or May, so we're out all the time.
I'm ready for it then. I'm coming.
Maybe I'll put out some tickets for you at the box office.
I do you know what? What happened was I did the show.
No excuse. It's all right.
No, I did the show and then I think there was like three or four standing ovations, and then I was like, I gotta go now. And then I was like, I really hope Jonas enjoyed that. And then I turned my phone on, and there was like
50 text messages, just the poop emoji.
Yeah, and there was like my cat. You were strangling my cat. I think you overreacted, but I felt so bad, and it was just. And then I moved on.
Yeah,
from that manager,
we all did.
That management, I moved on. I was like, I'm not.
You're blaming
not.
Them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you a happy performer?
Well, you're talking music-wise?
Are you, because, you're acting as well?
Yeah, that's my profession.
Okay.
The music is a side business. Well,
yeah.
It's not business at all. it's an outcome. It's all money out.
Yeah. But what are you acting in?
All kinds of stuff. This summer I did Frankenstein. I played Victor Frankenstein.
Oh, yeah.
But I come from like a comedy perspective, really. So yeah. I'm a comedic actor, but I do drama as well. And after I've done like drama, I would like to do some comedy and then switch back. I like to mix it up.
Yeah.
So the next thing is comedy.
Who's your... What are you doing?
It's a new... it's a farce, I guess it's called.
Okay, yeah.
So it's quite the opposite of Frankenstein.
Yeah.
So I'm doing that until August in this great place called Lerbäcks Teater. It's the best people and they make great stuff. So I'm happy to be working with them again.
Yeah, cool.
And but your question, am I happy? What's that supposed to mean? Happy on stage? Like,
right, wait, when I come finally get these tickets that you're going to put aside,
yeah.
Are you happy... Are you happy? Do you love it up there?
Yeah, I do. And I'm born with this kind of a bit of stage fright.
Yeah.
I think, but I've learned to cope with it, and it's a part of the energy to be on your toes. So there's I'm a bit scared, but I love it as well, because the best things in life tends to have that bit of that I'm scared as well.
Are you scared of quite a few things?
Yeah. Like when you fall in love, you're scared, but it's the best thing.
Yeah,
and that combination is pretty much like being on stage. I don't know what's next.
Yeah,
I don't know
where
it's going really. And that's the standing on that ledge.
Yeah,
is what makes it so fun. But I love it upstage. But sometimes I tend to get too nervous, and that I can't quite enjoy it. But 95% of the time, I just love it.
And you lose yourself up there,
and I feel that people are connecting. That's if I can make that connection, then it's. And it's always the best.
Yeah. And so you grew up on like comedic stuff, Swedish comedy or?
Yeah, well, all kinds of stuff. My parents were always watching back in the early 90s in Sweden, there were a lot of sitcoms, foreign and Swedish. They were usually too late for me to watch, yeah. but I used to like put some pillows in, under the blanket in the bed, sneak into the TV room,
yeah,
sit behind the sofa and watch Blackadder and The Kids in the Hall.
Yeah.
I've always had two engines. It's comedy and it's music. And since I was a kid, and they're still my driving force, really.
Yeah. You actually helped me when I did Östersund Arena.
And yeah, I wasn't there.
No, there was tickets for you, but I always leave two seats for you. And every
I'm not dead. Don't sit in those seats.
Every
Jonas.
Gig I do, and I go, he's not here again, and I just carry on. But yeah, I did Östersund Arena. It was like an ice skating hall.
Never been there actually.
Very stupid thing to say, but cold. Yeah. And it was like thousands of people, but it was weird to do the gig, and they were like, do you want a sound check? And I was like, okay. And it was my first arena.
Yeah, and you go, snooze.
Yeah. Fika. And I remember asking you some like local stuff about Östersund.
Dirt on people.
Yeah.
Got loads of that.
Yeah, just didn't go well. It did. It went really well. So thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah. I think it was like David Bowie was on about like comedians. Comedians always look at musicians at a party and they're always I really want to be.
And the other way around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, musicians want to be in Monty Python and they want to be musicians. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you writing your own comedy? Have you ever tried stand-up?
Yeah. I did stand-up maybe like 10 times or so.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I improved a bit during it and I really loved it.
Yeah.
But then there's this really dark ending to it. I was warming up for established comedians. I had like a standing gig where I was doing that. And I thought, it's such a stupid thing, but I'm going to write all new material every time. Okay. 15 minutes, never tried it. It's so stupid.
Yeah.
I've seen those scripts afterwards and it's nothing there. It's all shit. But I did one of those and I was just scrambling up there, you know, losing my train of thought and looking in notes and stuff, and it was just horrible. So fine, you know it's horrible.
Yeah.
And I was outside the venue, just, oh my fucking, it's the end of the world, you know. And two people from the club came out in their 50s or 60s, red wine, lips, and pretty drunk, and I had a car there, and they're like, are you going to the bus station? No, but I could drive you. They get in the car, the wife is in the back, and she goes, my God, that first comedian sucked. And I'm behind the steering wheel. I'm going, that was me. And there's complete silence. Driving to the bus station, they get off. And something broke inside me, you know. It took me like 10 years to be able to retell that story to people because it was, I knew I sucked. But then having someone like, my God. You're the worst piece of shit I've ever seen. To my face, that was...
And you were doing such a nice thing and, like, then you just drove the car into the side of a hill.
Yeah.
And killed those two people. And you were the only one that got out.
I gave them, paid their bus fare, you know, called their kids. Are they home yet?
I've heard some tragic but beautiful comedic stories. That is really up there. That is... It's almost like a short film, that.
Yeah, it is. But it's not fun when you're living it. It's complete darkness.
That, I think, is the amazing thing with comedy is you get that feedback instantly. Not as bad as that, but, you know.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Like, they don't laugh or they don't... they tell you, you know. I never start a tour up north. Because I find it's a tough area.
I can see that.
They're really great audiences.
Yeah,
I love them.
They're polite, but they're not invested in the show. Like, you can't feel the energy as well as you would do down south.
Yeah, absolutely. I had this part of the show where I had a wolf mask on, and I...
You know what? You're doing stand-up?
It was a phase I was going through, Jonas. And I had this wolf mask on, and... I had a mate who was a professional dancer. So he'd wear black T-shirt, jeans, white trainers, and me as well. And he'd have the wolf mask on. And then he'd go out and he'd dance, doing this amazing dance, right?
Yeah.
And the audience would be like, oh, wow. And then would dim the lights just a little bit. And then I'd walk behind with the same mask on, tap him on the shoulder and swap with him. So it, okay, when the lights came up, I'd go.
Yeah.
In the north, like the rest of the country, when they saw the thing happen, they'd go, oh, yeah. North, I could just hear my footsteps. Silence. Like silence.
Cut the crap.
Yeah. But they're still great audiences, but they're still like, don't give us
There's
this
no
shit.
Room for, like, bullshit.
Yes, that is right. Yes.
That's not bullshit. I'm not saying it is, but some might perceive it as bullshit.
That was one of the reviews, actually. There's nothing too more depressing than trying to do it. You take the wolf mask off to silence.
Yeah.
And you're almost going, yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. And then trying to do the gig, you know.
Well, I understand. But there are different types of silence. Yes, there are different types of talking.
Yes.
You know, up north, I'm not from that far up north. I'm like, you know, Jämtland is pretty much the middle of Sweden.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Among friends, you can be quite silent sometimes.
Mm.
But it's a silence that it means something. It's not just that we don't have anything to talk about. It's that I give you a space to, like, feel comfortable or...
Yes, yeah, absolutely. So and on that note...
But, yeah.
Silence. No, we're going to have... we're going to bring out... We've got some Fika now. And...
Oh, my God! It's the best thing ever. Well, thank you.
We have...
I can't believe you made the effort. You didn't, but someone.
So, why did you really gave me that look to say?
I felt the energy of the room, and you were surprised.
Yeah,
like,
and
what
I
the
was
fuck?
Shocked. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, or I was the greatest actor of all time. We sort of think of the guests. It's normally a sweet delight, isn't it? But this is. You must explain this because there's be people just listening
well,
now.
I don't care much for sweet stuff to the coffee.
Okay.
This is tunbröd and brunost. Brunost is actually a Norwegian thing.
Mm.
We have the equivalent in Sweden is maybe messmör, which is like a more of a cream.
Oh, yeah.
But I grew up like an hour from the Norwegian border and picked this up in my teens.
Yeah.
And I prefer it on waffles, but tunbröd is the second best thing.
Yeah.
And it's to coffee. It's not sweet. It's more close to food.
Okay.
So that's my preferable choice of snack for the fika.
Well, get into it.
Do you know where the word fika comes from?
I thought it was a Viking thing.
No, not at all.
No.
No, it's kaffe. They switch the syllables.
Okay.
It's an old Swedish slang thing. So fika comes from coffee.
All these years, I've been hunting the meaning of fika.
Well, if you got me tickets earlier...
Oh, that's very nice. That's really nice.
It is sweet, but it's food. It's leaning towards food. It's not pastry.
I tell you what, it would be really nice on a cold day outside.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
And you just sit on a mountain in silence, maybe.
Yeah.
Are you
a loving silence?
And you have your dream fika with your dream guest. But are you a guy to go out and have a fika?
Yeah. The best places are up on mountains, I think.
Yeah.
Because if we're returning to the coffee part of the interview, the best...
Not an interview. This is a chat between friends.
Okay. Well, the best part of coffee is looking forward to it. Like having the coffee at the end of something. When we're done with this, we'll have coffee. But like going up a mountain, thinking about the coffee.
Yeah.
And making a fire, brewing the coffee.
Are you outdoorsy?
Quite. I like downhill skiing and, you know, not mountain climbing, but walking in the mountains.
Yeah. And that part of the world's amazing, eh?
Yeah, I think it is.
Well, any mountain, I suppose. But
but above the tree line, you know, where there's only views and air.
Hasn't Jämtland got like some kind of, it's like a republic, isn't it? Got like a president or something?
Yeah, Eva Röse is the sitting president.
Yeah.
She's an actress.
What's her responsibility?
Well, there's this festival every year at the end of July, Storskyran.
Okay.
Big music festival. Really great festival.
Yeah.
And she holds annual speech there as the president. That's about it, really. Yeah. But it's something to gather around as the people of Jämtland.
So there's no voting or...
No, it's no voting, but it's an old thing. You know, Jämtland, speaking historically, but this sounds like that Putin interview. We're going way back. There were two atoms in the sky collide. No, but it was torn between Sweden and Norway in different wars and Denmark and stuff. And then in the 1600s, it became Swedish.
Okay.
So people thought, hey, we're tired of that stuff and wanted to feel like their own in a way. Fuck the Swedes, fuck the Norways, Norwegians. And so it comes from that, really.
And does it feel like that?
It does, in a way. It doesn't have the same feel like if you go to the coast, Sundsvall and those places, because they don't have that history of being torn between countries.
Yeah. I mean, I've traveled a lot up there. I don't think I've seen it when the lake is a lake. I think every time I've been there, it's frozen.
Yeah.
And you walk on there, it's just amazing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's a beautiful city.
They're actually a really great comedy audiences.
You think so?
Yeah, I do. I do, yeah. There's a sort of feeling of like, oh, you've made the effort to come here. That's how I feel.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we don't find you funny, but, you know, you've made it here. Are you like a local hero there?
No, I wouldn't say that I am.
No.
Would be preposterous. Yeah. Bit of a local hero, actually. No. No, but a lot of people know who I am, but I'm not a hero.
But you won some prize, didn't you?
Yeah, I won some prize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think your comment was like, I don't know, I'm a bit embarrassed by this.
Yeah. Comes with the territory, I guess, coming from there.
But is that like the Yanti feeling?
Yes, maybe. I don't know. Pretty Swedish stuff.
Yeah.
Do you have that in New Zealand, like Jante?
We have like a tall, we have a thing called tall poppy syndrome, which is quite...
Don't single out yourself from the...
Yeah.
Isn't this pretty common thing all over the world?
I think so, maybe.
It's like every country has a bad drinking reputation. Oh, the Germans, they're drinkers. Mm-mm. The Finns, that everyone is drinkers. It's like...
Yeah.
People are the same in so many different ways, and that is one of them.
Yeah. Are you a drinker? A drinker yourself?
Not much. But I enjoy the occasional getting hammered.
Are you...
Like moonshine in coffees.
Moonshine?
Yeah, like home liquor.
Well, that sounds like a problem to me.
Well, it isn't. You go blind for a couple of days. And no. But it's
Jonas
the best
has been found by the train station naked.
Drunk and
yet
happy
again.
And blind.
Are you the person at the party that's the outgoing one, or? Because you're the lead singer.
So.
That should be, I'm thinking.
But I think, as a person, I tend to stay in the background for a while and just try to understand the vibe and the situation.
Yeah.
And if I like it, feel comfortable with it, then I can lean into it.
And you move forward, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not the one to like open a door like, oi, mate, who wants to drink? No, but that's not me at all.
I got my moonshine. I ain't got my eyesight.
Is there someone here? No, but I like to observe.
Observe, yeah.
It takes my brain like an hour to switch from Swedish to English.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And now I'm not there yet. Feels like I had a small stroke.
This will be 3 hours. We'll be fine.
No, but I tend to observe first and then get into it.
So you're not a dramatic kind of person?
No, not at all. Are you? I can't imagine you are.
I am dramatic after the event. It's a weird noise. I'm sort of like the situation will happen and then I'll...
Go in and comment on it.
Yeah, I'll discuss it and bore people to death.
Yeah,
I was going to do this. And everyone's like, you weren't. You know, like, there was no way you were going to do that. So, I'm not, I think a lot of people are the same here in this country, not confrontational at all.
No, we're pretty like.
Yeah.
The personal space is, the further up north you go, the longer the personal space is as well.
Yeah. But I find the people up north friendly though.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
I think.
And they will help you if something happens. They're helpful, which I think is the difference between the northern and the southern parts.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, in a way.
I agree. Like if, you know, you've been to a terrible comedy show and you want a ride to the bus station or something, you know. I'm sorry.
Oh my God. Yeah, PTSD.
I once had a show where I, it was for like 400 electricians in England, and they gave out these balloons. It was their Christmas party, and I was on stage, and all I could hear was my footsteps. Like, I didn't have the wolf mask on at the stage, and I was like, no. And then I just hear these balloons like, and the woman that ran the gig, she sent me SMSs for about 2 months, just saying, are you okay? Everything fine? Like, just checking up on me. It was that bad.
Oh, my God.
Because I said to her, is there any other way out of here? Like, you know, like.
No.
And she goes, I'm so sorry. You're going to have to walk down the middle. So I walked, and it was like, you know, like when they bring a murderer into a courthouse and they're trying to get to the van, you know, people are like, hey, like that, and trying to, you know, it's awful. It was like that, man. People, I still remember the faces. They just were coming up in front of me going, you're shit.
No.
Comedy? It was awful.
Where was this, in Sweden?
No, in
England.
In Bedford, in England.
Oh, my God.
And I remember getting on the train, and I was just like, I can't do this. That's probably the closest I've ever come to, like.
But you got back up on the horse after.
Yes, I did.
Pretty soon after, or?
I think that's a key, is just to get back on it.
Oh my God, so the whole set was like complete silence? And
complete silence, and the people that had booked me, they'd booked me like booked me blind, like they'd had your moonshine, but that's the reason. No,
yeah, I'm a big exporter.
The wife of the boss of the electrician, while I was talking, I could hear her going, this guy's shit. This guy, he's awful.
God, no.
He is the worst. And it was just.
No.
And.
But did you like, not like, I'm a bad comedian, but I'm a bad person after that? Like, I'm useless. So where did you go mentally after that?
a little bit of I'm useless, yeah.
Yeah. That's horrible. But it's comforting, you know. Hearing these type of stories,
yeah,
I feel good about hearing it. Thank you so much.
That was only two people. No, I what would be the dream thing for you if I could sort this out right now? Like,
I don't know. I've had a lot of those dream moments, really.
Yeah,
we never made it to the big times, but I've had a lot of dream moments.
Yeah,
in the depths of it all.
Yeah,
we opened for Teenage Fan Club. I think it was last year, year ago. And that was one of them. Those moments, like, I grew up listening to them.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a band that meant a lot to me. Maybe not musically, well, musically, but as a human, they gave me comfort in the teenage years when I needed it. And they invited us to open for them. And that was a moment like, where did I go from here? Because this makes me so happy.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't top this emotionally.
But I think a lot of people, because you're saying, oh, we went on before Teenage Fan Club.
Yeah.
But a lot of people would be like, we were bigger than Teenage Fan Club. But for you, that seems enough.
Well, I have to go back to my own emotions. How do I feel about it? I don't care if someone else would.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I never saw myself as a singer, songwriter, or, you know, I'm just happy to be out there and having gigs, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm happy for everything that comes our way. So that, I don't need to top that. So I don't know. Or I'm just lying to myself, trying to avoid the darkness within.
But why do you put the albums out?
Why?
Yeah.
Because I have
Sorry
a label.
Sorry really in your head,
I'm legally.
It's supposed to be a joyful podcast, this, and I'm just
why
like,
do you
I was
music?
Really in a good mood until you started.
It was
speak.
You sitting in the car getting a lift to the bus station. Been following me just to. It gives me something on a whole scope of levels, personally, and it gives me a direction in life. Cool. I'm never bored. I can always write. I can always write a song, or I take those songs, play them with my best friends. That's another level.
Yeah, yeah.
We release albums, get some feedback, get out and play. It's so many different kinds of happiness in it, and a direction.
But you sound like a happy person. Until I started asking you these fucking depressing questions.
A therapist once said to me, you're very melancholic, but you laugh a lot. And not about you, about me. We weren't talking about you at all. But I think I try to look at it from a bright perspective, because I can tend to walk towards the gloominess.
Yeah,
stuff
yeah.
If I don't focus on the...
Yeah.
The right stuff.
I think you seem very level-headed, and
happy.
Yeah, I do. I genuinely do.
Well, I've had no success. You have to stay humble, man.
But you have had success because you're doing what you're like. You just said you've got your mates, and you know.
Yeah, it's one form of success, and it's a rewarding one.
Yeah,
but it's not. I'm not getting fat off it.
Well, talking of getting fat,
back to the Blue Nose.
It's mystery cake. Time.
What? Like a magic cookie?
Yes.
Are you dragging me down?
It's the mystery cake.
So the mystery cake is for
and
you.
And there's no pot, or you're not dragging me down now, or stealing my organs.
No, not yet. That's the finale. So you just have to reveal.
Oh my god. Oh,
there we go.
Cinnamon kringles. You don't call them.
Yeah, kringla.
Kringla,
Kringla. I've got all the information here, so I'm going to give you some info. You can start eating now.
Shoot.
Or you can get involved if you know of any of the history. Not many people do.
Why would I?
Not many people do seem to get involved. People just let me read it, but other people fall asleep at this point. But I like this information. So here we go. According to one story, it was an Italian monk who first developed this pastry in the 7th century. The monk wanted to reward his students for memorizing their prayers, so he gave them small pieces of bread shaped like the children's arms.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
Yeah. Arms. When they crossed them during prayer, I should have, The old Latin name for the pretzel, pretiolas, literally means little rewards. Nice song title, that, Little Rewards. Yeah. The idea was later copied by bakers in the rest of Europe, where the pretzel was seen as a symbol of luck, long life, and success. The pretzel, or some version of it, there's only another hour of this, so get into it, of it can be found everywhere in the world since the ancient times, and in Sweden, the towns of Arboga and Södertälje are especially known for their kringla baking.
Oh.
During the Middle Ages, we're back now, out of Södertälje and Arboga. During the Middle Ages, kringla was a sugarless party bread.
Oh my God.
That sounds like me at a party, that's made from rye flour and much appreciated for its long shelf life. But it wasn't until the 19th century when kringla became a popular folk pastry due to the historic changes in Swedish business laws. See, that we'll close up on that face there, because you were really surprised.
You're not done?
No. I've got to read the internet. With new reforms, the poor and underprivileged women and widows could finally start earning a living by working more freely. In fact, baking and selling kringlas, I've just spat on myself, became a major source of income for many women. Enjoy your sweet and delicious pistachio kringla.
Wow.
That was pretty cool.
You think so? Reviewing yourself. That was cool.
I think it was a good read. Good read. Everybody was delighted.
Is this your type of like pastry or coffee snack?
It's nice. It's a bit messy, but
it's so sticky. I mean, I appreciate the effort.
My thing is very could get stuck in the throat, this.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Little reward. Yeah.
But it's just that kind of, it's a difficult one if you were having like a breakup fika.
Oh, I'm getting diabetes as you speak.
If we're having like a breakup fika and
my God.
Then you're like, I don't.
I'm actually getting a sugar high.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
I don't need that much sugar, and this is like...
Well, you've just you've had like two bites of a kringler.
Oh. Whew. Where were we?
But what's the future for Bedroom Ice? What's the future for Jonas?
I'm trying to do a lot more of what I'm already doing, I guess.
Mm.
Yeah, so I'm writing a new album and out playing.
What stops you from just going, put it out? Is it standards? Is it?
No, it's money. Actually,
well.
It's costful to record and release an album.
Of course, because you have to go in the studio.
Yeah, so it's mostly the money. If someone like throw money at us, we would release an album twice a year.
But
it takes time and it's costful.
But I just think, like, okay, this is going to sound naive. With all modern technology now, why don't people
just... Yeah, but we're old-fashioned. We're a rock band. We don't sit by our laptops and...
Okay.
We're still, you know, drums and guitars and amplifiers and stuff. Yeah. You have to do it in a proper studio.
Okay. Well, there's my question.
Yeah.
Shot down, really.
Shredded, departed.
Everyone was... All the musicians here were like, wow, he's going to really explain the industry. And then you went, shut up, will you? And when am I going to... I'll do a gig with you one day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could open for you and then you can open for us.
Yeah.
Like that American thing in the 50s?
Yeah, let's do that. Oh, it'd be good to get booed off by some Bedroom Eyes fans.
And share that booing with each other. We can cry together afterwards. Then
I can't sing, so I can't come back. But maybe
you can cry. You're a good crier.
You could do 10 minutes of stand-up.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. But I thought about it. I'm getting back on the horse someday.
You are?
Yeah. I love it too much to not get back, but it takes time. You have to, like... Get your hands dirty. You can't just get up and do it. You have to.
What would you talk about now?
Well, that, I suppose.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Were you talking about back then?
Shit, apparently.
According to the reviews.
Yeah.
Thank you. God. And listening to Actors Studio. it's been a pleasure, mate. Is there anything you'd like to say at the end to all the people that are going to listen, going to watch? What should they do in life? No pressure.
Well, don't be afraid of the silence, I guess.
Wow. See, that should have had no reaction to it. And
you can hear someone pissing themselves.
Yeah. He just had a beautiful slogan there, you know, T-shirt waiting to happen. And you ruined it by breaking the silence. Jonas, it's been great, man. And I promise you next time, those tickets will be there.
I don't care.
You don't care. You've seen me already, so that's fine. Can we give it up for Jonas? Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. Bloody brilliant.
I actually brought you a coffee cup. That's came to my mind right now. But
what, as a gift or out?
Yeah.
Are we rolling?
We're still rolling. Yes.
Yeah, but I brought a coffee mug for you. This is like the size of coffee that I drink from. I hate those small cups like from the 1800s and you sip it and that's a half a pint. That's what I drink.
Do you know what? I looked at your website and I looked at the quote here from Kirsten Ekman.
Yeah, close enough.
Kirsten Ekman.
Whoa!
Very Swedish Google Translate, I found that. It was very like, yeah, close enough. listen to this for a quote. What a way to end this. We all have an inner indestructible loneliness that we must cherish. God, I wish I was brave enough to just throw this against the wall now, but I'm not, and I want to keep this. So Bedroom Eyes, get them downloaded, get them into your TikToks. Kids, and buy the vinyl, buy the merch, and thank you so much. Yes.
Get your tickets to Al's new tour at alpitcher.com. This podcast was produced by Soulside Productions and recorded at Clarion Hotel Sign in Stockholm.